Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from South Africa, we hear from Father Martin Badenhorst. Father Martin is a pastor and lecturer in Scripture at St. Augustine College in Johannesburg. His preaching today is entitled, The Law is the Law.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Before God, we are confident of this through Christ. Not that we are qualified in ourselves to claim anything as our own work. All our qualifications come from God. He is the one who has given us the qualification to be the administrators of this new covenant, which is not a covenant of written letters, but of the Spirit. The written letters bring death, but the Spirit gives life. Now if the administering of death in the written letters engraved on stones was accompanied by such a brightness that the Israelites could not bear looking at the face of Moses, though it was a brightness that faded, then how much greater will be the brightness that surrounds the ministering of the Spirit? For if there was any splendor in administering condemnation, there must be very much greater splendor in administering justification. In fact, compared with this greater splendor, the thing that used to have so much splendor now seems to have none. And if what was so temporary had any splendor, there must be much more in what is going to last forever. The Word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not imagine that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to complete them. I tell you solemnly, till heaven and earth disappear, not one dot, not one little stroke shall disappear from the law until its purpose is achieved. Therefore, anyone who infringes even one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be considered the least in the kingdom of heaven. But the one who keeps them and teaches them will be considered great in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. The written letter brings death, but the Spirit gives life. St. Paul. Not one jot, not one tittle of the law shall pass away. Jesus, today, in both the readings. Is this a contradiction, or is it a matter of us not seeing what is actually there in the letters written in our Gospels and in St. Paul's inspired writings? I would hold, of course, for the latter, that we look at things with a certain expectation, with a certain prejudice, which is always present. And unless we become aware of the eternal prejudice within us, we cannot approach the eternal openness, love, and unity, which is God. For when we look at this contradiction, the apparent contradiction between what Paul says and what Jesus says, we usually stop at what Jesus says as being, not one jot, not one tittle of the law shall pass away. And we conveniently ignore until its purpose is fulfilled. And there lies the key that binds everything together. For the purpose of the law is not condemnation. The purpose of the law is unity, the unity of human dignity before God. Because the first great sin, and I'm not talking about the original sin of our parents, Adam and Eve, I'm talking about the first great sin, which was Cain's murder of Abel, that sin implied that Cain did not understand Abel's dignity, Abel's place before God, and misunderstanding his brother as enemy, he misunderstood himself as well. And there lies the great sin of humanity, that instead of allowing the law to teach us to care for one another, to care for the planet, we keep on quoting only those bits which satisfy our prejudices. For example, God's commandment right at the beginning, to fill and multiply the earth and to subdue all creatures. And we keep on quoting that endlessly. But haven't we filled the earth to overflowing and subdued all creatures to their extinction almost? Well, when we have successfully carried out a commandment, a responsibility arises from the carrying out of that commandment. That responsibility remains to be co-creators with God, and as we teem and fill the earth and endanger other species, we are certainly not being co-creators with God. The purpose of the law is also found in the book of Deuteronomy. God makes a promise that when the land is occupied and the law is being lived according to the standards given by Moses under God's inspiration, that there will be no poor among you, that we will regard each other's dignity as being something to enhance and something to support, even when that means somewhat of a loss for ourselves, but never a deprivation. Never the deprivation of our own dignity and grace before God, but rather the giving of our means so that others may also experience their dignity to the fullest. That law in the center of the book of Deuteronomy, in Deuteronomy 15 verse 4, but there will be no poor among you. This is not a wish, this is very clear and straightforward, that there be no poor among us. And so we measure the purpose of the law, its fulfillment, by the number of poor people among us on the face of this planet. Oops. Today's readings call us to realize what the purpose of the law is, to bring life, to enhance dignity, to establish peace, to find ways of opening our hearts to our brothers and sisters. Amen.